This is Cheryl Harris, and we're doing an exercise together of mindfully eating a raisin. Obviously, to do that, one of the necessary things is you having a raisin. So if you don't have one, you can pause this recording and go and get one. A dried cherry or a dried blueberry can be used instead if that's easier for you. And one of the things that I'm taking for granted is that most likely you've tasted a raisin before in your life. Maybe you've had them as a child, maybe you've had them recently. Maybe you've even done this very exercise before of mindfully eating a raisin. And one of the things is that every time you do this exercise, it's slightly different. Maybe your hunger level is different. Your mood is different, you've had a different day, you're a slightly different person. So one of the key points is to let this experience simply be what it is today, in this moment, and to pay attention to what your experience is right here and right now. So we're going to begin by taking a few intentional deep breaths together, breathing in slowly, filling your lungs, and breathing out, releasing any tension in the day, and breathing in, breathing out, letting go of anything unnecessary and settling into the present moment together. We're going to start off by observing this raisin, giving it a good look over, noticing anything that catches your attention. Maybe that's the stem. Or maybe it has some deep ridges or wrinkles. Maybe there are other markings on the raisin. You can notice the size, the hardness, whether it's a big plump raisin or whether it's dry and hard as you touch it. You can feel the weight of the raisin in the palm of your hand. And to get our other senses, you can bring the raisin up to your nose and see if you detect an odor, a scent of the raisin. To be complete, you can bring the raisin up to your ears and give a little shake to notice if there's anything your ears have to tell you. And one of the things we're going to do now is close our eyes, because often our eyes give us so much visual input, and by closing our eyes, it's often easier to focus on our other senses. So now, if you're comfortable with your eyes closed, what we're going to do is bring the raisin up to your mouth and get the sense of touch. You can just touch your lip with the raisin, noticing how your body responds to just touching your lip with the raisin. Noticing whether that slight sensory input makes you salivate. Maybe it makes you more eager to eat the raisin. Or maybe it makes you less interested. Just notice how your body responds to the raisin. And the next thing that we're going to do is put the raisin in our mouths. We're not going to chew. Just let it sit in your mouth. And now you can investigate the raisin with your tongue. the same way you were investigating it with your eyes. So noticing the wrinkles or the ridges of the raisin with your tongue. Noticing the subtle sense of flavor you may be getting from the raisin, even without biting it. Noticing how it feels against the roof of your mouth, against your teeth. And when you're ready, we're just going to take 2 bites into the raisin. And notice how the flavor changes. Notice how the flavor intensifies. Notice where on your tongue you notice the flavor most intensely. And notice how your body responds to this flavor. Whether it's appealing or not. And then when you're ready, we're going to chew slowly, pausing between each bite, seeing how the flavor of the raisin changes, how the experience changes as we chew. And we're not going to swallow yet, but I'd like you to pay attention to how your body lets you know that it wants to swallow. So when you're ready, you can swallow the raisin, noticing the sensation of the raisin going down your throat. And even seeing if you have a sense, real or imagined, of it going lower into your body. Taking an inventory of your mouth, seeing if there are pieces of the raisin that are left over, maybe hiding behind a tooth. And also noticing how much flavor is left over in your mouth? How much sweetness do you still detect, even though we've already swallowed the raisin? And notice whatever your mind is telling you about liking the raisin, not liking the raisin, whether you get to eat another raisin. Anything else that may be going on in your mind, just notice. And so when you're ready, you can allow your breathing to deepen. You can open your eyes and bring your attention back into the room.